Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Ladies of Liverpool, we're flying through these, aren't we? Thank you for coming back. Episode 6. We're all in it together. No two episodes the same. And today, you're going to have an absolute belter. I do want to know where you are, what you're doing. So if you are listening to this, whether it's on the app, you're on Spotify, whatever you're doing, find me on social media, Leanne Campbell. Give us a message. Let me know your best bits, the bits that had you absolutely belly laughing, or the bits that had you in tears, because it's been a bit of an emotional roller coaster, hasn't it, from the start? This episode is sponsored by the Buyers Club, because we've had a couple of sponsors now and I'm seeing what it's doing for them. So I'm throwing my clothing brands out there, thebuyersclubclothing.co.uk. Go and have a nosy, girlies, and tell me what you think of that. For now, this is episode 6, and you're in for a rough ride.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool,
everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool
with Leanne Campbell.
You've joined us mid-conversation. I love that. So this is how it's going to go. We're chilling. Hopefully, you're going to have a ball with us right now. We all know Spray Tans by Jessie.
Oh, yes.
I've never met her before, and she was on my hit list right from the start. When it came to season 4, I was like, I've got to get that love girl that. In the room. I see so much of myself in you.
Yeah.
And I just know we haven't even scraped the surface with what you're going to do. So I don't want this to be a, how did you get into spray tans?
Yeah.
Tell me the art of spray tanning. There's so much to you that we need to get through in one podcast.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with, in your own words, can you tell me what gets you going when you open your eyes in the morning?
Oh, this is hard.
Because I know
it?
It's not spray tans. Obviously,
no, it's not.
You're very good at what you do.
Yeah.
You're Insta
famous. That's like
5%. Yeah. You boss at what you do. You've got clients coming out your ears. You're running this massive big business. You've got your own brand, your own products.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of followers who wake up and look at your page for inspiration from the day. What gets you going though,
Jess? I don't know what it is. You know, it's like, because I am a mum with 2 kids and I do wake up with fire in my belly every morning and I'm just like, you know what, go out there and get it. Even though I don't even know what I'm going to get, I wing every single day. And that's just what it is. Oh, I don't even, like, I just about get up at the minute. Like, I need my iron doing. Like, I'm waking on at B12, do you know what I mean? But, yeah, I just think, you know what, like, tomorrow isn't promised and would live for now, do you know what I mean?
And that comes across, I think, on all your posts.
Yeah,
you
can
see your posts before you think.
Yeah.
And you're just like my dream girl for that. You're just like, have this is what's happened in my day.
Yeah.
I think, you know, your moment in the petrol car park and, you know, you've set up your car and you've gone, here's my phone.
That's what it is. I'll just, whatever happens in, something always happens in my day.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, there's always a snippet and I think, you know what, I'll just video it. And I don't even think twice about it, do you know what I mean? And then it just takes off.
With that in mind then, this is where we need to start getting going with this. So with that in mind, you're this carefree, confident, intelligent, beautiful woman, and everybody's loving you on social, and you're like, I'm going to monetize this. This is absolutely brilliant. I've got a business. I'm going to hustle me fanny off, and I'm going to create this brand. At any point, for those people who sit back and think it but don't do it, have you ever questioned your ability?
Oh, of course, every day.
Tell me about it.
So, like, I wake up and I think, you know, how did I get from that point to this point? And then I think, you know what, things happen in life and, you know, you could say, like, there's this quote where it says, if you expect the world to be fair with you because you are fair, then you're fooling yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's like expecting a lion not to eat you because you didn't eat it.
Yeah, so true.
So, no matter what you do and I do question myself all the time, and I think, you know what, am I doing right? Shall I just go and get a job in Asda? Shall I do this? Shall I do that? You know, I do get the back and forth sometimes on Instagram with like trolls and stuff like that. Yeah. But then I just think, you know what? Can't swear.
Say it.
Piss off.
Get
the out, isn't it?
It's that abusive.
Yeah, no, it is. And I do. And I think, you know what? I am smashing it at the minute. You know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And
no, you absolutely are, though. From the outside looking in, you make it look dead easy.
Yeah.
You go, right, this is what I love. How can I turn this into a job?
100%.
Where I'm not getting up in the morning thinking, oh, I hate this.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get to Friday.
Yeah.
You just make it look like you're skipping through life.
And because I do love what I do. Like I always said, like if I win the lottery, I'd still spray tan.
Yeah.
Because I love meeting all my clients, all my girls, you know. I find out in 2 weeks if she bloody keys his card and stuff like that, you know what I mean? It is, I have a gorgeous day. So that's where I think I do wake up happy, because I'm in a job where I'm happy. You know, we spend all our life, half the time, in a job. So if you're not happy, why would you do that?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
If you can choose to be happy 100%. Whilst you're working.
Yeah.
So your family, were they like surprised when you just blew up on Instagram and people wanted to hear from you?
Yeah.
They didn't just want to spray tan off you.
Oh, no.
They're sitting in their house, they're sitting in the bath, they're on the toilet, and they're like, oh, what you been up to today?
Yeah, no, it is. Like, I had a client in the other week, and she's like, oh, my son's obsessed with jail, but he's in jail. And I was thinking, well, shouldn't you mind if you FaceTime him? So I was like, that's the bun in me. Like, I've done like 26 girls, and I go, hi, and he's just like, it's nuts, do you know what I mean?
So I was in people neighborhood come, and a girl said to me fella's mating Nick and he loves you. Would you just do a video call? And I'm thinking, I'm flattered. I've got like this tower of shots, and I'm dancing around like, hiya, love, whatever. But then halfway through I was
you think,
hang on, how is he on FaceTime?
Yeah.
It was one in the morning in jail.
Yeah.
And if my fella finds out I'm FaceTiming with some fella, I was like, the next day.
The anxiety.
I'm going to be in the air.
Yeah, no, it is. And I just think, you know what? Toothpaste out the tube, you can't put that back in.
You can't.
Do you know what I mean?
She's got to live with it.
Yeah.
So you mentioned trolls.
Yeah.
Can we get into this?
I had one the other day, 9 o'clock in the morning.
I've just been explaining it to me, mate, right? I was like, you've got to follow her. She's definitely funny. Have a little look at what she does. I remember the first time I saw a video of you. You know when it comes up and you're not following someone, it just pops up. And it popped up, don't know where I was, whatever, and I was proper belly laughing. You were literally going, I don't care if you've got a hairy don't come into my studio and apologize for your body.
Everyone comes in and apologizes,
and I fell in love with you that minute. I was like, we've all done it. You go,
oh, bad,
so sorry, you go and get your hair done, sorry my hair's greasy.
Sorry, I've got no toenail. I'll tell you now, 70% of women have got no toenail, do you know what I mean? Like, they generally have. I've seen everything. I should be like a midwife. I've had girls come on periods and everything.
You've
not on faces me.
We're human with bodily functions,
and like, I get like girls coming in and go, I'm not like all the girls on Instagram, and I'm like, but
that breaks my heart.
Yeah, I think, why compare yourself to someone? Because these girls that I do post are absolutely gorgeous, they are, but then they have their own insecurities that no one else sees.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
True. Yeah. I think as well, you look up, have you got boys, girls?
One of each,
same as me. And I think my lad, he's on Snapchat and he doesn't take it serious. Yeah. That's fine. My daughter's 11. She's not yet into the whole Instagram, to be honest. Yeah. I think because I'm on it, she's like, I'm not going near that because my mother's on it. So she's not really into it, but I do worry about the effect it has on the kids. So when I see you just calling it out as it is.
No, it is.
It gives me life.
Yeah, it does. Because like, we all got cellulite. Like, we've all got stretch marks. You know, we've had kids. We've all got stretch marks. We've all got cellulite. Like, we all have freaking one nail missing on your acrylic and stuff like that.
A nipple. I've got a nipple. Just one rogue.
You know what, I done that the other day. You know what, I just got, you know, them, like you meant to do, I'm playing your face, but I just took it off with them eyebrow ones.
So it's
ones.
Gentle around your nipple?
Yeah, just go.
I've done it with a razor, I've plucked it,
and
it hurts.
Yeah.
But even here, like, you get random, and as you get older, I think once you have kids, you talk about stuff so 100%.
More.
Yeah. You're open, aren't you?
Of course.
If people have seen you that you're very waste, then there's not really much left to lose, is there? Mm. And I've spoken to you know, nurses who do your smears and stuff like that, and they're very similar to what you post. They're like, we don't care. We're not even looking.
I just think what I'm having for my tea that night.
Yeah, totally.
And like, I had a woman in before because I sprayed tan this morning, and I had this woman, she went to have consults with you 4 times, and she was about 60s, but she's had breast cancer, and she said, "Jess, I'm just so like, I'm just so nervous about coming in, and I've had a reconstruction. Oh. So she come in with like the swimming cosy on and like a fake chicken fillet. And I was like, Angel, stop worrying.
Yeah.
Like, I do it all the time. You're like the third person that's coming to me today that's had the boob off.
And did she take it off and let you do it?
No, she went, I don't like looking at myself.
Yeah.
But she went, you know what? I've said to my friends, I'm coming. She paid for a neighbour to come for a spray tan to give her courage.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, see, like, we're all in our heads too much. It took you 5 minutes and you feel unreal.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. So the trollen.
Yeah.
I love this. I live for this and I want to know how to do it. I watch you do it and I go, I've been dead lucky for years and years and years. I've been dead lucky. I can't imagine I could offend anyone, but some people just love to be offended.
Of course.
Or they love to hate on anyone who's doing something that they're not doing. And we're all aware of it. And I tell my kids not to be bothered. And, you know, you realise how you're going to cope and you do become quite numb. But there are certain times now and again when it'll just get under your skin.
Oh, yeah.
And I would love to do what you do. So for anyone who doesn't know, oh, you're going to love this. You undo your top button, relax in your seat and take notes. Jessie, what do you do if someone gives you a little bit of grief?
I'll just blast them all over.
So talk us through. I'm a troll and I've gone, I hate you, you're this, you don't like that, whatever, nonsense, unnecessary nonsense. And you open your phone up and you see it and you go, right.
Sans, watch this now. I go, okay. So I had this fella the other day and he called me a dog at 9 o'clock in the morning and he was like, get a real job, you're a dog, can't stand you whatsoever. And does he follow me? Not. And so I thought, go ahead, Sam, watch now. Next minute I went, oh, happy Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. And then all girls come in and go, no, Jessie's a weirdo. He blows my phone up.
So you put it his number
if you want it, yeah.
And people
go, viral. Yeah. And then I do feel guilty because I think,
but they started it. But it's like in school. If you start it, you got to finish
it. Exactly, finish it. If you're happily call me a dog at 9 o'clock in the morning because you've lost your vape, you've done something, do you know what I mean? Whatever. Your bear don't speak to you and you feel better if you go on Instagram, call me a dog. So I think, go ahead, Sand. Watch this now then.
So you put up a picture and straight away
everyone goes,
the girls across the city go, we know him.
We know him.
We know this about him. Yeah. We know that about him. So the next thing, I've seen this happen where you had a fella at some point, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my memory of this is you put this fella up, but you give him loads of grief. You tagged in his workplace.
Yeah, Robin.
Talk us through that one. So then, Robin, I love how you remember calls the name.
Me, yeah, so he called me a scouse slapper. And I think, you know what, everything's, you're this scousy, you're this, you're that. Like, what accent do you want me to have?
Can you understand why people are so offended by our accent?
Like, get over it.
They're so threatened by a scouse accent.
I think it's because we're powerful, you know.
Do you think that's what it is?
100%, yeah.
Do you think it's because we can have a laugh? We can grab a punchline.
Yeah,
we don't just sit and giggle. We can have a little go.
100%.
But we're the best women in the world, do you know what I mean? We're like dead friendly, dead outgoing.
We're unreal.
But isn't it mad how it's a certain type of fella?
Yeah.
Who's all offended by it?
Yeah.
It's weird to bald go on. So you've met Robin. Well, I didn't want to say it, but there you go. Certain. So here's Robin. Here's bald Robin.
Right, bald Robin kicks in and goes, you know, scout slappers, I thought again. Go ahead, Sound. Watch this now, Robin. And you know what? I got a load off going, now you got lip fillers, you got that, you got that. And I'm thinking, shut up, mate. Like, who's asked, really? So then I got on Robin and I thought, I found him on Facebook. It was more to say, you know. And like, I thought, nah, get. So then it was what to say, typed him in on Facebook, his full name come up because he had his full name on the Instagram.
Yeah.
So I thought, Sant, went into LinkedIn, shows what job he had. So I thought, right, go on that jobs page, email the work and say, just to let you know, this is what you're working with, just calling women this, blah, blah. I didn't hear back off the work, like, but then I did WhatsApp him, I got his number and everything. And
someone got in touch and went, here's his number. Or
I found it.
How'd you do
on
that?
On LinkedIn.
So he had his actual phone number on LinkedIn. Yeah. Meanwhile, he thinks he's living this whole...
Oh, he's living his life.
Incognito life on Facebook or wherever he is. Yeah. Is it Facebook or Instagram?
Facebook.
So Facebook's the worst.
He done me an Instagram comment. So then I went on Facebook then and typed him in because you think all middle-aged men of 50 have got it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah. So there he is.
There he
thinking he's getting away with me. Yeah.
So then I done that. Made a real madam.
Did you ring him? Did you say
no? I texted him. Good morning, Robin. It's the scouse slapper. Just to let you know, I have emailed your work. So have a gorgeous day on Monday. Love you lots. Like, blocked. And then he just blocked me instantly. Do you know what I mean? And I just think, I'm not asked. You're all right coming to me and saying, yeah. I'll just say it.
Oh, I love this though, because I've always worked for a radio station or whatever else, you've got to keep a lid on it. We have all this legal training and we're not allowed to do it because blah, 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 blah. You're working with clients and this and that. Don't get me wrong. Back in the juice days, I remember this fella ringing up before we had like a bit of Facebook going on, but no one was bothered. No one was into it. It was this tech system in work, and I've always been dead lucky.
Yeah.
Everyone's just gone, she's just a sound girl. She's working hard. She's the girl next door.
Everyone loves you.
I'm not like your normal DJs. I was never driving around in a fancy car. I've never had loads of money. I was always on shit pay doing 12-month jobs. So you can't really be upset about her because she's all right, you know?
Yeah.
And then I got married, and I mean, Jay's my first boyfriend. Only ever been with him. Got married when we were early 20s, and I was on air, and we've been talking about it on air. Never in a million years was I think this was offend this fella, but it did. And he reminds me, he's a Robin, so he messages in he sends a little text in, because the guy I'm working with goes, and she's not Leanne Campbell today, she's Leanne Campbell Power. So that, because I was working with Anton Powers at the time, people got confused, thought I married Anton Powers, and they, so it was dead funny, it's all a bit of a laugh, dead light-hearted. Next thing, this fella phones up and goes, I wouldn't marry you if you weren't taking my name. If my missus didn't take my name, she'd be dumped. Went into one, right? This is back in the day without GPDHR, whatever it is, where you can't, like, now we can't really text people back and we can't, like, do anything with the numbers. Back then it wasn't a thing. So I ring him.
Isn't it?
And he goes, you haven't got a bit.
It's all that shit, you know.
No way. Is anyone taking the nighty off for you?
Oh,
I was like, you are. And I've recorded it and everything. We're going to play it out. Yeah. So I'm like, no way anyone's taking the nighty off for you, lad. You're sat in your van at the side of the East Lancs, messaging me, asked about my name.
Why?
My husband couldn't give a shit if your bird took your name or did.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
And he took time out of his day to do that.
Absolutely. So then puts the phone down. He goes straight to me boss, doesn't he?
Oh.
Within 10 minutes, I'm called into the office. And my boss was brilliant. Female boss. Love always that. The best. Not many of them in radio. No. So I was blessed with this female boss. And she goes, sit down. Before you answer, I want you to have all the facts. Someone said, you said, no one would sleep with them. No one is fucking going near him. He's this, he's that, he's doing the blah, 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 blah. And I'm looking at it and she knows full well this is me. She knows the wording's me. She's looking, she's going, now, I'm going to ask you if you did it, but before I do, I just want to confirm there's no recording of it. He's got no evidence of it. It's his word against yours. And I was like, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. And she was like, thank you very much. That's the end of that.
Unreal.
I could have lost my job or anything. So from that point, I was always dead weary.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But there have been so many moments where I have wanted to do it.
Yeah, and you think,
I just couldn't. I just can't. I mean, I don't work on the radio.
See, I just think, you know what? There's no hater that does better than you, is there?
No.
You think about it. What hater does better than you?
That's
just jealous men.
But it does confuse me as to why and where it comes from.
Yeah.
So picture the scene. It's International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And I am full on, you know me, I've had this podcast. I started this podcast to raise women up, to go, you're amazing. Mm-hmm. You need people to know what you're doing, who you are. So that's always been my thing, you know. And we merged Liverpool with Lancashire and we started doing this one breakfast show. So obviously the accent can be an issue for people. And one woman sent me the email, and I've got it screenshot because I want to go around schools and I want to show people what people do. I want to show these kids, this is what grown women are doing. It won't stop when you're a woman. This will continue. Yeah. So you're going to have to toughen up to it and learn how to manage your thoughts around it because it can get you down.
Yeah.
So this woman sent this email on International Women's Day and it said, I've just been in the playground with some other mums as we dropped our children off. And we were all discussing how you're not a real radio presenter. I'm sure you're a nice girl, but you shouldn't be on the radio. And you've got no experience. Because to hear I'm brand new, I haven't done 22 years of this and got a Sony Award in London and, you know, all these accreditations. To hear I'm just this scouse girl that's popped up on a radio station. But I'm like, the things, can you imagine the things I wanted to put back? I'm going in my head. Did you have daughters? Were you and your little horrible women mates dropping daughters
off? But nothing better to do.
Were these little girls listening to you thinking this is normal behaviour?
No.
And then I went and hosted an event and I'll be honest and say,
does it dampen your
bad? It shook me all day.
Yeah.
from a fella that I'm like, whatever.
You can deal with it, but women, you think,
oh, girls, no, don't do it.
It's nasty, you know, honestly, it is.
It killed me. And it wasn't long after that I saw you put something up and I thought, oh, babe, I would love to have hunted that woman down.
Oh, isn't it?
And gone, love, let's call this out for what it is.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll stop you doing
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
And stop you teaching your kids that this is normal, because it's not normal.
And I think, you know, I do post online because I think, you know what? No one can go to my manager because I am the manager at all. What are you going to do? Message
go
me.
And go and see the manager, babe.
Carry on.
There's nothing they can do,
What can you do? Yeah, it's my exam. Do you want one? Don't like it? Move away then.
Yeah. Do you have people reporting your page? Because there are others that do that. But nothing's affected you. Yeah, that's good.
No, I haven't yet. No one's reported. They will probably now, but...
No, they couldn't, because at the end of the day, when it's a response to something...
Yeah.
You've got to ask yourself, why did I put myself out there? And you could just be getting up on your holidays.
Isn't it?
And you know, you go, why is John in Bebbington asked about my lip fillers?
Yeah.
Why is he taking time out and logging into Facebook? And do you know what winds me up more? The people who like it.
Oh, vile.
Do you know, you'll see like a fella say something horrible.
And then it goes like, bing. And all the love hearts are like, 300, 400.
It's women.
Women, doll.
And they're liking it.
Sad women.
In the shadows, though. You can just imagine them hiding behind a little tree, can't you?
And I think it is. I reckon it is sometimes jealousy with stuff because someone's doing better and they don't like it.
It can be frightening for people seeing other people doing well.
100%.
And it's like, well, do they deserve it? Well, you're sitting there telling Beyonce she's amazing and yet you're telling Jessie she's a dog, you know.
Isn't it?
What's the mentality of that?
Like, what do you want me to do? It's like that Philip Schofield thing, and he goes, what do you want me to do? Die? Because I will. But I just think, you know what? No, I'll never give up. Do you know what I mean? I will get up every morning and I'll do it, and I do it. And I always think, like an ant, be an ant. Say if you put a Tupperware box, and who puts a Tupperware box over an ant? My fucking kids do. But the ant will go to every corner. He'll never give up.
Yeah,
do you know what
going.
I mean? Don't give up. What are you going to do? Be upset that someone said something sound, move on.
Yeah.
Do you know what
you
I mean?
You can only be upset for a little tiny minute.
And it does get behind my skin, do you know what I mean?
Does it really? Are there sometimes where...
Yeah, it only takes one thing. Mm. Like, I come across as this most confident person, I'm like, yeah, not an ask me, blah, 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 but then I'll be like, oh.
No, I hear you. And I think that when I see you trolling them back and I go, love it, love it, love it, I do look at it and I think, but she's human.
Yeah.
We've all got our insecurities.
I'm only a normal girl.
She's just a girl going to work, having a laugh on social media. What about your mates then? What do they? Because this is the weird
thing. They're obsessed.
When you sort of got a bit of a profile going on or whatever, and you are going, well, I can be sad for a minute, and then I've got to move on. Then I've got to handle it. That's all right for me and you. It's not all right for our mates.
Oh no,
it's terrorizing for them. It's like personally, they've been attacked.
I'm gonna do this.
It's horrible for them and your family and stuff. It is horrible.
I've got about three good mates. Only and my circle's very, very small.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got three good mates, and like once something happens, like right, that's it, I've had enough of this, and they're like blah blah blah. But yeah,
that's the hardest bit I think about having a profile is protecting everyone around you. How old are your kids?
So my little girl she's 7 next month, and my little boy's just turned 3.
Okay, so she's in school.
She's sassy.
So is she you? Do you feel like you see yourself?
Oh, she's just me all over. I could say to her the sky's blue. She's like, it's black. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Just to have a little
it's
minute.
Just girls, isn't it? Yeah. They are hard work.
They are feisty little things.
Everything's acrylic. She wants acrylics on hands 24/7. And then pulls them off because they're hurting her. And then,
You've introduced your fella online?
Yes.
I love him. Yeah. I absolutely love him.
Everyone goes like, how can you be together? Like everyone's always what, like, oh, I love to know what a fella's like. How did your fella put up with you? I'm like, no, Dolly's literally a cardboard cut out of me as a male version. I've been with them 14 years.
Love it.
So you've
been together a long time. You met dancing your socks off.
Yeah, to Leslie
living
Adwell.
Your best life. And so you're together now. You've got your kids. He sees you online.
Yeah.
It must be hard for him as well.
Oh, it is. It is. He goes, oh, just ignore them. Just swipe and delete. And I'm like, I won't.
No, I won't.
Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I do. And he's like, Jess, not worth it, you know. And I'm like, I know, isn't it? Like, there's more to life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It is true. When you put his video up the other day, I was crying. Was it a cat or something stuck in your garden?
Yeah, he's got a freaking cat. He's obsessed with this cat.
You've proper introduced him, and as he's on the phone and you're crying, laughing.
He has been insisting.
He's trying to get this cat saved, and I'm watching it thinking, you too. Yeah, you might be. I know you're saying you're very alike, but from the outside looking in, I see you like me and Jay.
Yeah.
He's like the yin to your yang.
Oh, of course.
He's the calm to your storm, isn't he? Yeah. You're very up
like,
and... social.
And he's just like, hang on, do this.
He's
do
trying
that.
To save
the cat.
But
then he's ADHD up to the eyeballs.
Oh, tell me more, go on.
Oh, he's wild.
I'm dead interested in this.
Come sit and watch a film.
Really?
Oh, Angel, he's asleep within 10 minutes.
So if he sits down for too long, he's gone?
He's gone.
So he's up?
Yeah.
He's doing?
Up, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. So he's got a car business, hasn't he?
No, like fucking influence now.
So how quick...
What is LH exec?
How quickly can he get me to Manchester?
I love this, but it's with blue chutes in the wash. But no, he's smashing it. He used to work in Jaguar. Mm-hmm. And he sees, and he says to me, he used to say, getting up for work, he's like, Jess, I'm fucking sick of this shit. You know, no, never hardly see you, hardly see the kids.
Yeah.
I'm on shift patterns, I'm on this. He says, I'm just going to take the redundancy and just buy a V-class and just go for it.
And you, and being you, went, as bought,
And he said, you know what, do it.
Yeah. It's similar to me and Jay. There's been times like when I left Juice and whatever else, and I've discussed some of that in an earlier podcast. It's that moment where you turn to your other half and it can make or break you.
Yeah, it can.
He could be with someone else who goes, no, you won't. You'll take that regular wage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll do whatever you've got to do to give us some security.
100%. And I'm
but you're
like,
not that way, are you?
No, because I'm like, you know what, we'll deal with it. Do you know what I mean?
And you're the hustler. You'll go out and get it, like
I want to hustle it, yeah. I've got fire in belly every morning and I'm like, right, we'll do this, do that, we'll do that, we'll do this. And I think, you know what, we'll wing it. You know what, you can go, what, without... 2 months without a wage, it sounds, I'll do it.
I'll pick up the
we'll
slack.
We'll do it together. We're a team, you know, we've got this family, we built this family together. I'm just going to do it and I'll support you no matter what.
That's
do you know what
thing
I mean?
Ever. I absolutely adore that. So how's it going for them? Is it picking up?
Amazing, yeah.
Is it?
Better than he could imagine, to be fair. And I think I do help a little bit because I do like posts and stuff because people build trust in me because I have got loads and loads of clients and they're like, do this, do that. And I think, you know what? Why not? What's the worst that could happen? Doesn't work. So I'm going Uber.
Yeah, you've got that. You've got to try everything, haven't you?
Like you're waking up, you're unhappy. You're saying you don't see the kids, you don't see me enough. You know, you're getting this wage, and there's a big world out there. Like, what's the worst that could happen? It doesn't work. Sand, we'll go and get another job somewhere.
And he's on your wave now, isn't he? Where he can start a bit later.
Like, yeah, come on then.
You can socialise a bit. You can both take the day off if you want to take off.
Go to freaking school runs. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But then now, because he's starting, he's busy, I've never been. I feel like I'm a single man now.
Because he's out
so
and about.
My life. Oh, do you know what I mean? And I'm like, Liam, don't be ignoring me after 3 o'clock. You need to go get kids. But no, it's good.
I'm glad everyone's going good. And you're beaming. Whenever I see you, are beaming. Yeah. And it's lovely to see you thrive because there's nothing better than seeing a local girl doing whatever she wants and doing it good, doing it well. So what do you see for the future of you? Can you see yourself doing this forever? Like you say, if you won the lottery, you'd still do it.
Yeah.
Tell us about now your brand that you've got going on.
So I'm always like, what next? Let's do this. I get settled too much. Definitely got a few chromosomes missing. Like, and I think, you know what, I've done my spray tan. I can only go so far with the spray tan and you're fully booked. And I thought, you know, I'm going to bring my own tan out. Started doing my masterclasses, teaching girls how to spray tan. Mm. Then they can buy the solution off me. You can buy the aftercare. All the girls come in for the spray tan. They want to know how to keep the tan up on holiday. Girls that, like, I've shipped freaking tan out to New Zealand. You know what I mean? All people in Australia. It's nuts.
Wow.
And then I've just opened my own shop, which I open on Monday.
Oh, tell us all about it. Where is it?
So it's an ancient dairy business park.
Okay.
So I was in the garage for a bit, and then
that's where you started off, didn't you?
Yeah, in my garage.
This is the beauty of social media. You know, you can talk about all the downsides, whatever.
Of course.
But you look at social media, and you can take a business from your garage to ship into New Zealand.
Yeah, it's nuts, you know.
Whilst raising two kids.
Yeah.
And having a nice time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
That is the beauty of it. I love to see it. I really do.
So then I rented a shop. Rented a room in a shop with Hayley. She's unreal. Yeah. I had a ball. And I'm going to be sad leaving because we do have a ball together. But I just need a bigger space. I want somewhere where my clients can come, buy the products, do that. So that opens on Monday, which has been hard work.
Yeah.
But we're getting there.
Okay, so we're all now, you're listening, as soon as this podcast ends, you're all going to head to Spray Tans by Jessie and you're going to order something.
Isn't it?
Anything. You're just going to order something. Can they have a code word?
Let's do it with... Leanne 10.
Leanne 10. Get it in there, get it at checkout and get yourself some dizzy, but support this little girl. Just order anything. What's the cheapest thing on your site?
Tan and Mitts, $7.99.
Right, we're all going to have Tan and Mitts.
Get all the Tan and Mitts.
In every cupboard in the app.
You need a Tan and Mitts. Jay, you need one. You can lash the sock.
I'm here for it. I can't wait to see what's next for you.
Amazing.
The world's your oyster and you're just a little sunbeam.
Thank you. thank you.
I could
you,
sit
my
with
darling.
You all bloody day.
Chimwag.
Honestly, thank you for joining
thank
us.
Thank you, my darling.
And that's that with Jessie. Follow her, love her as much as I do. And get tuned in for the next episode. Don't miss one. This is Ladies of Liverpool, episode 6. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.